Hunters using private land to hunt on. We've talked about the rules and regs a lot. And here's another story. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Shelley Neal of the Gill Ranch in Lucille, Idaho, talks about the size of her spread and some of the problems associated with it.
It's a huge allotment. There's almost 30,000 acres, a lot to cover. We've had a lot of forest fires that make the trees and trails hard to get around. We've got a lot more hunters, recreationists to deal with, got wolves to deal with. A lot of different dynamics have changed over the years.
When hunting season arrives each year, Shelley braces for the impact.
Since the wolves have really hit like the Lockstock Clearwater area, we seem to get a lot more hunters down here.
And yep, here it comes, that classic division between hunters and the owners of private land. At least hunters who do not respect the fact that it's somebody else's property.
What we find it is they cut the deeded property fence if the gate's locked and just go through. Antlers that they see just over the fence that you don't respect the private ground.
Again, a reminder from Fish and Game Officer Roger Phillips.
It's incumbent on people to know where they're hunting and understanding that private land is private, and they should have no assumption that they should be able to hunt there or that they can hunt there. It's incumbent on the hunters to track down those private landowners, to treat them with respect when they get the opportunity to hunt on private land, to really establish a relationship there.
Hunters, remember that. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.